What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy hump day, Steve Miggs. You know what? I was a campfire girl when I was a kid.
What is that? Is that like Girl Scouts?
Like Girl Scouts, okay. But a little bit different.
So like Tatum's and the Adventurers Club.
Yes.
It's kind of, okay.
One of those.
We are adventurers.
Keep it going.
That's all I got.
Oh. Campfire, we said, whoa, hee-lo. And I don't even remember what that means.
Excuse me? Wow.
Whoa, hee-lo.
Hee-lo.
Whoa, hee-lo. I can't remember what it meant.
It sounds like Hawaiian for NBC or something. I don't know what's going on here.
But
whoa, hee-lo.
There's a little girl that does martial arts with Barrett, and she's a campfire girl. And last night, her mom got me good. She was like, you want some of this candy? You want to buy some of this candy for sale? And I was like, yes, I want all the candy. I bought 3 bags of Campfire Girls candy last night.
So Girl Scouts got the cookies.
Yes.
Boy Scouts got the popcorn.
Yes.
So Campfire Girls got the candy?
Oh, yes.
What kind of candy are we talking about?
Mints. Campfire mints. It's kind of like, it's different than a Thin Mint. It's kind of like a teeny York peppermint patty.
Anything sour?
No.
Eh, whatever.
Almond Roca. How do you feel about Almond Roca?
It's all right. In a pinch, I guess I'll have it.
And then the star of the show for me is the Almond Caramel Clusters.
Okay.
And I couldn't just pick
one. Of the ones you listed, that would be number one on my list as well.
But I got steamrolled so bad. $7 a bag. I'll take 3.
I was going to ask, like, the way you describe that, are you sure she wasn't, like, selling you drugs?
She got me so good, guys.
She's
like, you want
alley.
Some of this good? I'm just picturing her in, like, a trench coat. Like, remember an old TV show in the movies? She just opens it up, and inside of it, there's just all this different kind of candy.
That's happened at ballet class once, where, like, the dad... His daughter was in there, but he had another kid who I think was his little pusher. And we're just sitting there, and he totally roped my wife and I in and buying some chocolate that had dairy in it.
Oh.
And, you know, we don't eat dairy, but we still bought it. I'm like, why are you buying this? There's dairy in this. Like, what are we going to, like, you're not going to eat it. She's like, I just felt bad. The little girl was so cute. And the dad had the chocolate already in his hand. I'm like, yeah, that's how they get you.
It's hard to say no.
And I don't even know what they were doing it for.
Do the adventurers sell anything? Are you going to be peddling things to us soon?
Not that I know of. So far, we haven't been told to sell anything.
Well, just know that I'm a sucker, and I will invest, whatever it is.
Yeah, I never thought to ask the guy, what are we buying this chocolate for? For all I know, he just like got it, and they stole it from a convenience store, and he just sold it to us for a couple extra bucks.
And it's always, I don't know why all these things go on sale, right, when people are trying to, you know, do good with their New Year's resolution.
Right.
So I'm definitely derailed. By the campfire candy.
Well, they probably wait till January because, like, okay, everybody's now done with the holidays. Now they're starting to get money back in their account. Let's take all their money for their candy.
Go sink your teeth in, girls. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Someone just texted in and said, I used to sell my sister's campfire candy. My parents were so pissed. Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is a very special day. Let's celebrate all things spicy.
Okay.
It's OnlyFans Day. No, I'm kidding. It's not. It's National Hot Sauce Day.
Oh, in.
And Danny, you'll appreciate this because Instacart just did a big report to figure out which state uses the most hot sauce per capita. It's not Washington State. It's your old stomping grounds of New Mexico.
Gee, sometimes you walk into stores there and they just have like shelves of different hot sauce.
Really?
Yeah, it's like you have all the variety you can possibly imagine.
They say it tops the list at 31.9 ounces per customer.
Yeah, let's go.
Like a whole cupboard of just hot sauce. They also try to figure out what is each state's favorite hot sauce brand. In Washington, we're a bunch of sheep because we're just like 27 other states that all love. What do you think it is?
Tabasco.
That'd be my pick.
Really?
I'm a simpleton.
Do you
love
like the
Tabasco.
Green one or the red one?
The red one.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you got? Anyone? Guesses. What do you think?
Crystal.
For hot sauce?
Yes, it's hot. That's my favorite.
Isn't that a champagne?
No.
Crystal?
Like the I was immediately thinking booze.
I thought that was like the booze you get if you have like an extra couple of dollars in your wallet.
It's like a really sad version of hot sauce.
All right, it's French red hot sauce, guys. Uh-huh. Come on.
That makes sense.
You put that S on everything.
You sure do.
Is it just called Crystal hot sauce? Did you just make it an alcohol?
I'm looking at it. It's called Crystal hot sauce. Are you the person that says Tarjay?
Yes, I am. Okay. Make it fancy. Yes, maybe it is just Crystal.
Let's make it fancy for Ichiro because Ichiro Suzuki just got voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, becoming the first Japanese player ever elected. What a great story. What just an incredible Mariner. One of the true greats. 10 gold gloves. I mean, his hitting records are ridiculous. He's a 10-time All-Star as well. I mean, just a phenomenal player. So that was really cool to see. The problem is, and I think a lot of people are upset, it doesn't really drive me crazy, but I think baseball purists are really upset about this, is that it wasn't unanimous. He got all but one vote to be put into the Hall of Fame in his first year. I mean, who's that one person that decided? It's probably that person that just doesn't like any popular band because it's cool. You know, he's like, everyone else likes him, so I don't like him.
So annoying.
Go after yourself, buddy.
I would just choke him a little bit.
We're choosing violence.
I was upset.
Really?
Yeah.
He's still going into the Hall of Fame.
I know, but he would have been I think they were predicting that he would be the second player ever to go in with a unanimous vote.
I think it's just a Mariner thing, because Ken Griffey Jr. also got in almost unanimously as well. I think only one vote away from having everybody vote for him, too. So maybe it's just, you know, the Mariners just will never be given anything nice. Felix Hernandez, this was his first year eligible. He did not get voted into the Hall of Fame. A lot of people expected that. I think he got like 20-something percent of the vote. So I was like, oh, that sucks. But according to a lot of people commenting on it, people who know baseball way more than any of us do, they say that's a very good sign that eventually, over time, those votes will continue to grow, and he should eventually make it into the Hall of Fame.
Well, looking forward to that, for sure.
Yeah.
If you have been enjoying the nice, cold, crisp, sunny weather that we've been having so far in January 2025, we are on track to be one of the driest Januaries in the past 80 years. We've just had barely over an inch of rain recorded so far this month.
It has been kind of dry, yeah.
So dry, and this is well below the nearly 4-inch average that we will have this time of year. There's no real significant rainfall in the forecast either. And so this could be ranked as the third driest January at SeaTac since 1945. Might get a little pitter-patter of rain a little later this week, but long-range forecasts say it's not really going to be till the end of the month that we might see any actual rainfall.
We got some breaking news for some music fans. Danny just showed me this. Apparently, it's official that Nine Inch Nails are going to be getting back together and going on tour. I always think it's funny when I say Nine Inch Nails are getting back together. I know he has other people involved in it, but it's mainly Trent Reznor.
Yes.
So is Trent Reznor getting back together with Trent Reznor? Is that what's happening? I think a new record's also being worked on. So does it say if they're coming to Seattle?
They are. August 12th, Climate Pledge Arena.
Let's go.
What night is that?
It's a Tuesday. Because we never get any other good shows.
The same week as Creed. We have to take the whole week
off. You know what? Let's just mark that entire week off. Things are going to get crazy here on the Daily Mix Show. Oh, man. Hey, a Starbucks barista in Alabama needed stitches. Did you see this story?
Yes.
After she was bit by a pet monkey. Yes, somebody was driving to a Starbucks, went through the drive-thru with their pet monkey.
The owner, her name is Tammy. Shame on you, Tammy. She drove away after the incident. So the monkey attacks this poor barista, and then she just drives off, but eventually later checked on the employee, but didn't leave any information. So she's like, are you good? Okay, gotta go. I'm not giving you my information.
Oh, my God.
Eventually, the police were able to track her down. But, yeah, she could get into a little bit of trouble because she's been cited before for not properly restraining her animals.
Oh, my gosh. Did the person, like, was the monkey, like, did it have any diseases it could pass along or anything? That'd be, like, my number one concern.
I thought you were asking if it's, like, a latte kind of monkey or an Americano. See, did they get one of those? I think a monkey would probably want a Frappuccino.
See, and I thought they would just get her the pup cup.
Oh.
The pup cup! Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 43 degrees, some clouds, some sun, but nice day, but cold. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
As Migs mentioned yesterday, Ichiro was voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, and an old teammate surprised him with a very interesting request. You're going to hear how Ichiro reacted to it at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Ichiro Suzuki joined MLB Network and was talking about what it means to him to be elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Congratulations to him. Yesterday, the big announcement was made. Everybody but one writer decided to vote him into the Hall of Fame on his first year of eligibility, which makes sense. That was a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Very exciting. During this interview, though, they surprised him with a little guest appearance from his old teammate, Ken Griffey Jr., the kid.
A special guest. Would you like to say something to the newly elected Hall of Famer, Ichiro Suzuki?
Congratulations, Ichiro. Truly deserved. I am happy. It is an honor. I can't wait to see you. Just one thing, you're bringing the sake because that's what the rookies have to do. You're now a rookie for the first time in 25 years. So I expect a nice bottle of sake for both of us.
George, thank you very much.
Yeah.
He's acting like he doesn't know who it is. Just apparently, Ichiro was known for just being a giant prankster, even though English definitely wasn't like his strong suit. But like he knew just enough to mess with people. And he had his translator with him when he did the interview, but he was able to like have some conversations with Ken Griffey Jr. And it continues here.
Ken, thank you. So it had to be an amazing moment for you, Ken, to see Ichiro. You knew he was going to go in, but to actually see him, your teammate, celebrate like this, pretty great for you too, right, Ken?
Yeah, I mean, I was nervous on my day and just sitting there, I was just as nervous for him because, you know, he's such a great ball player on and off the field, does so many things for the community that people don't know about. And just it's a true honor for another Mariner to be in the hall. So now I have company, you know, other than Edgar, we can now have a little group meeting.
It's kind of sad when you think that there's only three. I mean, there's other people who played with the Mariners that are in the Hall of Fame, but those are the only three that are going in rocking the Mariners cap.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have the president, the treasurer, and now secretary, so we're good now.
Ken, thank you so much for hopping on.
Thanks, and George.
Surprise.
Thank you. He's such a troll. He's such a troll.
That
Ichiro.
Is fantastic.
The part I thought was kind of funny was when Griffey had this to say.
It is an honor. I can't wait to see you. Just from one thing, you're bringing the sake because that's what the rookies have to do.
What would you be known for bringing if you were going to a party? Like, you know, because it sounds like Ichiro, okay, you got to bring the sake. So maybe he has, like, great taste in certain types of sake.
Oh, man. I'm probably, you know, my famous boxed black box wine, Pinot Noir. It's a crowd favorite.
Just for classy events.
Yes, very classy events.
Danny, what are you bringing?
Cheese.
Cheese?
Yeah, cheese plate.
Certain type of cheese?
I mean, I just like to make Danny's famous cheese plate, which is just a plethora of different cheeses.
How many different cheeses are we talking?
I mean, probably about 15.
We bring in crackers, too?
I mean, if you want.
I'll bring the crackers, then, because I have nothing.
You have nothing?
I used to be the guy who would get, like, the Ritz cheese and cracker plate. Oh. And bring that to parties. The most, yeah, okay. Like, the most, like, it's the boxed wine of, like, you know, charcuterie boards. And
I'll still get down on that. Again?
Charcuterie?
Oh my God.
Charcuterie?
Charcuterie.
There you go.
There we go.
See, I thought you would bring Pink Whitney.
That would be a good call.
You do it every single time we do anything.
Yeah, I guess.
Guys, you got 5 bottles of Pink Whitney. Who's ready?
It's usually 3 bottles. I don't go that crazy. You're right. It's no longer crackers and cheese. It's Pink Whitney. What about you, Sarah?
If I'm trying to be healthy, it would be a nice basic veggie tray. But my usual would be a nice, cheap plastic bottle of Smirnoff.
Yeah.
And my friends are like, ugh, I drink Smirnoff. Tito's now. I love Smirnoff vodka.
Come on.
This girl, she's crazy. She's always doing vodka shots, and it stresses me out.
I'm down for a vodka shot, but not Smirnoff.
Dude, you can get half
Tito's for about the same. You can get Pink Whitney for even less.
You get a half gal of Smirnoff for like $16. A half gal.
Half gal. But hey,
go to Costco and get one of those giant ass bottles of vodka, the Kirkland brand.
Oh, you guys are so fancy.
You're right.
I like the plastic bottle. In case you drop it, it's fine.
When it comes to your veggie tray, though, do you just buy a veggie tray already pre-made, or are you slicing the veggies?
Come on. Do you really have to ask that question?
I am not slicing veggies. I'm not doing anything. I'm just taking the paper off.
So you leave it in the thing. You don't try to like put it on a plate and pretend that you made it. Okay, just
so you're showing up with Smirnoff and nasty ass celery?
Yes! Wow. Balance. Life is about balance.
If you are a huge fan of Ichiro, we want to chat with you right now. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call now if you are a huge fan of Ichiro. If you love him as much as we do, we want to talk with you. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
So excited that Ichiro Suzuki was voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday.
Yeah.
So in honor of this incredible moment, especially for us Mariners fans, we want to see how well you know Ichiro.
Popcorn, Cracker Jacks, come on, Ichiro, bring that back.
Do you remember this? Kid Sensation, part of some Mix-a-Lots crew.
Oh my gosh, no.
My buddy Cola. He wrote a song about Ichiro.
That's awesome.
The three of you started dancing so hard when Steve started playing this, I'm kind of embarrassed for you.
Popcorn, Cracker Jacks, come on, Ichiro, bring that back.
Sorry.
So, Migs, I understand that you went ahead and did some research. You
have
some random facts about Ichiro.
I found some random fun facts about Ichiro, and then also some random fun facts about other Seattle Mariners players. So you have to guess if it's Ichiro or Ichino.
Ichino. Okay. Jason from Portland, Oregon is on the phone, and you are a big Ichiro fan, yes?
Yes, I am. I'm a big Taryn fan, too. Taryn, if you ever get the 7-year Ichiro, you know, is there any chance I can get to first base?
Whoa! Let's go! Jason calling his shot.
Just going for it.
That's not a single. That's a grand salami right there, baby.
It's not even 7 in the morning yet.
Well, you know, what happens in Portland, Oregon stays in Portland,
People
Oregon.
People are up.
I love it. Jason, you're the man.
Yeah, we don't mess around down here.
All right. That is very true. All right, I'm going to read you a fact about Ichiro or maybe another Seattle Mariners player, and you have to guess whether or not it's Ichiro or Ichino. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, well, this one seems kind of odd after what you just said, but a Japanese publication was willing to pay up to $2 million for a photograph of the nation's most famous baseball player, Ichiro, buck naked.
Wow.
That is true, I think.
That is very true.
Nice.
I remember that. I was actually working at the end, and they would let us have access to the locker room so we could do interviews with the players. And it was right around that time, and Ichiro would be in the locker rooms, and all I was thinking is, I could make a lot of money. But of course, I would. That would be terrible. Could you imagine if I got busted trying to take a picture? Because back then, I didn't have a cell phone with a camera.
Sometimes you have to seize the day, Steve.
Like, Steve, why do you have a Polaroid? Don't worry about it. All right, next one. During a 2001 spring training game, Ichiro threw a ball and it hit a bird mid-flight, resulting in a puff of feathers and one of baseball's most bizarre moments. Is that Ichiro or Ichino?
That's Ichino.
That's right, because it was Randy Johnson. That is still the craziest story.
It's so insane.
And I love that he's now doing, he's a photographer. And
yes.
His business card is like a silhouette of that moment when the bird just exploded into
so
feathers.
So insane.
All right, well, speaking of Randy Johnson, Ichiro wore number 51 throughout his career as a tribute to Randy Johnson, who wore the number before him on the Mariners. And Ichiro felt honored to carry on the legacy. Is that Ichiro or Ichino?
Ichiro.
Correct. You do know your Ichiro.
Look at you
crushing it. I don't know, man. If Brad doesn't work out.
I got a backup.
This guy knows his Ichiro. All right, here's another one. Ichiro learned English and Spanish during his baseball career, mainly so that he could trash talk the other team. Ichiro or Ichino?
Ichiro.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
I thought that was hilarious that I saw that he learned Spanish just to mess with some of the players that only spoke Spanish. All right, how about this one? Ichiro wore a T-shirt under his jersey that said, "Chicks dig the long ball."
Oh, my gosh.
Ichiro.
Ichino.
Do you remember what baseball player did wear that shirt?
Not offhand, no.
Think Frosted Tips?
I'm sorry.
Brett Boone, baby. I remember hearing about that, and that was also around the time where I got to go into the locker rooms, and sure as that, he took his jersey off, and he had a t-shirt that just said a small font. Chicks dig the long ball.
That is awesome.
Right. All right. Ichiro. He's an opera singer. He has an incredible singing voice, and he has performed the national anthem at Mariners games.
Ichino.
He's crushing it.
Jason.
Dan Wilson.
Yeah.
Actually is an opera singer.
That is insane.
I thought that was crazy. All right. Here's another one. He was diagnosed with a rare eye condition, but still became one of the best pure hitters in Major League Baseball history.
That's true, I think.
Wow, we finally found one that you didn't get right. That is actually about Edgar Martinez.
Oh no.
Hey, you're still doing great, Jason. No need to be disappointed.
All right, one more. Let's just see.
He's still outstanding in his field.
All right, let's see if we get on a high note. Before every game, Ichiro ate the same meal, a curry dish made by his wife. He believed it helped him perform consistently on the field.
That's true, I think.
You are right.
Wow. Nice work, Jason.
One more. Ichiro had terrible gas during game. No, I'm kidding.
Jason, you know Ichiro better than the three of us, four of us combined.
Yeah, baseball is my favorite sport.
So, were you mad when you heard the story of one baseball writer didn't vote him in?
No, but you guys need to play more cowbell.
All right, we'll save your number also when Taryn's looking astray. Keep it weird, Portland.
I love Portland people.
I do too.
They're just the greatest. And apparently massive Ichiro fans. How would you like to beat Steve Rockaholics? He has 15 wins, 16 losses, and 2 ties in 2024. 2025, 206-803-ROCK.
Drown you out with Ichiro's music.
16 wins. Sorry, 15 wins, 16 losses, 2 ties. Just to reiterate, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs